This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ohio voters turned out for a distinctly pro-life candidate for governor Tuesday and offered at least a bit of hope for November elections. Current Attorney General Mike DeWine received significantly more primary votes than his pro-abortion counterpart in the Democrat primary. Justin Trudeau's campaign demanding allegiance to abortion is striking a nerve with pro-life Canadians. Apparently, Canada's federally funded annual summer jobs program is a big deal, and Trudeau demands that groups like churches, who traditionally dispense the grants and jobs locally, sign on to his view that abortion should be completely acceptable to churches if they are to get his money. A Knights of Columbus poll found a 51-27% majority of Canadians viewing his demands as unfair. People from religious groups have been critical of Trudeau. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. Amazon's connection with the Southern Poverty Law Center is troubling to nonprofit pro-life groups. Many have promoted Amazon because Amazon has been willing to partner with customers based on their purchases to donate to those charitable groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center was behind Amazon's recent denial of contributions to the successful pro-life legal group, the Alliance Defending Freedom. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.